This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These guys are no fair dodging. They run the ball. They're coming right at you. I have a lot of respect for the running backs and the way they run the ball. But, hey, it is what it is. So one man got to go down. And, hey, I'm not going to be on that side.
That's Roquan Smith. Yeah, the team that's most physical. How about the team that's most physical on the quarterback and bring him down? That's what the Ravens need on Sunday. Get to Russell Wilson and bring him down. None of this out-of-the-pocket stuff and get him off his spot, speed him up. No, bring him down. Make him hit the ground. I think the Ravens pass rush really needs, and I know they have a lot of sacks, Ed, but they don't seem like they're getting those get off the field sacks. You know what I mean? Those sacks when you really need them late in games, when teams are, when you're playing in a prevent defense, not getting to the quarterback. They need sacks late in the game, not just early in the game.
I'll take them when I can get them. I'm with you in a way, though. It's like they're right behind the Jets in sacks. I mean, the Jets are up there. The Giants are number one. It's odd that these terrible teams are leading the league in sacks. But the Jets and the Giants are up there. And the Ravens are right, like, one behind the Jets. So they're getting a lot of sacks. But it just, doesn't feel like it, though.
Well, it feels, I brought this up yesterday, too, like the fact that getting a sack and, okay, now you make it to, whatever, third and 14, and then you give up a 15-yard pass, does it mean anything?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like, and it's felt like that, right? We've watched teams without good quarterbacks move down the field like a warm knife through butter on this defense. And it's odd to see. Like, I think it's so strange that you have the best run defense in football. So you're saying, hey, we're not going to let you run. Maybe you should. Maybe you should ease up on that run and start dropping more guys in coverage.
Rush three and put...
I don't know what the correct answer is, but it's just weird because you make teams one-dimensional and then they attack your weakness.
Drop eight coverage.
The Ravens lead the league in sacks and pressures when rushing four.
That's 31 sacks. I mean, it's just 32.
I don't know how many those sacks 31 is on the rushing four, though.
But no, I'm just saying, just look at the run numbers. It's like... They're doing really well. Chargers, it's hard with the Chargers. We have the best defense in football right now.
So if you're rushing four and you lead the league in sacks when you're doing that, it means you have seven back in pass coverage. So why aren't you better against the pass?
You're right, because when you can get pressure with four, that's almost a luxury where you don't have to blitz. That's how the Buccaneers did it when they beat the Chiefs. They don't have to rush four. And now you got the Ravens doing this, so how is it possible?
And it goes back to my original statement. You may have a lot of sacks, but for some reason, that doesn't come up to be... I mean, you gave up 38 points against the Bengals. You gave up 23 against the Commanders. You won. You gave up 31 against the Buccaneers. Why weren't you getting sacks late in the game then?
Can I give you a thought process on this?
Sure.
It's the same thing like, so the old Colts teams with Peyton Manning was get a lead, let the sack, you know, the pass rushers go. Maybe teams are throwing on them so much more than they're throwing on other teams that they get more opportunities to get sacks.
It's very possible.
It's kind of like the same thing. You remember when Renato Nunez was here and everybody's like, man, that guy hit 30-some bombs? And it's like, yeah, he got to play every effing day.
See, I was going to go with another one. I remember when a guy who we thought would be a Hall of Famer until he proved to be kind of fraudulent, but Rafael Palmeiro, what was the knock on him? He hit a lot of home runs, but none of them meant anything. Mm-hmm. Give me a meaningful Rafael Palmeiro moment.
When he said, I did not take
exactly. But, you know, so here's a guy that's, he has a lot of numbers, but it's hard to find the moment. And I almost feel like the pass rush is that way. They got a lot of numbers, but where's the moment?
See, this is my frustration, though, because it's being brought up a lot, and I think even coming from the castle, that, okay, our defense isn't that bad because, you know, if you look at it, they're throwing on us more, and that's why you're seeing more plays get done. But why aren't we saying that, okay, well, your sacks are up because you're obviously rushing the passer because you know teams are going to throw the football.
Yeah.
And I think both things are true. I don't think the defense is as bad as it's looked, but I also don't think the pass rush is as good as those numbers say.
Joe, you got some more numbers to support this argument?
Actually, numbers that would go against the argument.
Okay.
So they are...
You don't know.
I personally didn't. I got this from Spencer Schultz, Ravens for Dummies. They're second in pressure rate on third down and fifth in sack rate in the league on third down.
So they do mean something.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting there on third down, but it's first and second down where the teams are doing all their damage.
What's the third down conversion percentage?
Yes. It's actually not that bad.
What is it?
They're 30th in the NFL in third down conversion rate.
So that's not good.
Well, no, they're stopping, so it's the top.
Are you sure? So
that's what this says.
That doesn't sound right. They don't have the actual percentage. What's the percentage of the 30th and the percentage of the first?
I can't find that. This is just a post. It's not a list.
Yeah, that's that to me with 30th. 30th seems like that's not good.
Huge fake news.
I bet it's like saying you got to flip them. So if you're 30th, you're actually third.
But if the goal is to stop you on third down, then that should be third.
I'll try to find it.
I got you. 30th against the goal?
Yeah. I look like I play safety for the Ravens right now because I'm confused.
I don't understand that one. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I think the pass rush is going to be a key. And, you know, is Hamilton's status, is he what?
Limited practice yesterday.
Oh, okay. Because if we... Excuse me, if we can get Hamilton to, you know, do what he does or you know, try to get something out of Owe, which he hasn't done nothing all year or whatever. But if we can get some pressure, man, because they've been, double teaming Metabike most of the year.
Yes.
If we can get some pressure from those guys, you know, Hamilton or Owe stepping up or, you know, even Van Noy getting there sometime, that's going to be the key. I think the pass rush is going to be a key. I think we can score on them all day, but the pass rush and, of course, the questionable secondary. That's going to be the key to the game.
You were right the first time, questionable safety. Hey, Mike, have a good weekend, man. Joe?
So here's the rest of it. So you are correct. They're third worst in the league. It's 46.67%. Last year, for example, they were 36.79% of the time.
Okay, so again... So your numbers support our argument.
And that would be middle of the pack compared to the rest of the teams right now if last year's stat to right now.
They support the argument. The numbers look good until you look at the real...
Well, I'm saying it supports the argument, but the other thing that we're not factoring in is, like, per game, how many attempts are there, too? Like, it's one thing to say, hey, they hit 50 threes last game. Did they take 100 of them? Did they take 150? Right. You know, like, it's the same thing here. Are there more opportunities on third downs for other teams throwing the football because of the game flow and then how many opportunities they're going to get?
But still 46%?
It's awful.
It
shows you that it's a hollow stat.
That's my point. You're that high. And how many times you get to the quarterback, pressure the quarterback, but they complete almost 50% of their third down conversion. Yeah. That's crazy. And I understand exactly what you're saying, Jeremy. You're saying, you know, yeah, you know, you get a lot of pressures, a lot of sacks, because you can't get off the field.
It's like guys that lead the league in passing on terrible teams, because they have to throw. So they're throwing in garbage time and getting a lot of yards because the teams are playing soft.
It's the same thing when we talk about how many times, if you wanted to look up quarterbacks that threw the ball over 50 times in a game, they are definitely going to have a losing record.
Yeah.
You know, and we love those games when we see, oh my God, he threw 60 passes and threw for 470 yards.
Yeah, I don't love those games.
But did you win?
I love throwing the football, but I don't like throwing the ball 50 or more times. That's to me ridiculous. Having said all of this, I think this is going to be a low scoring game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence.
and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.